Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this beautiful Tuesday morning. 2 days removed from certainly a very impressive and surprisingly impressive Eagles victory on Sunday. We'll get to that. Really, what to make of it? We'll discuss that in detail today. Phils start up a new series tonight. They better start winning at a rapid clip. There are only 19 games left in the season. Obviously, they got to make up ground. We'll talk about that. We'll rock your calls all day. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Hey. You know, the pressure at the deepest part of the ocean is equivalent to having 50 jumbo jets piled on top
of
you.
Dude, that's bad news, man, if you're down there.
Think about that.
That's really
50 jumbo jets. They're massive.
Yeah.
And that's just water.
Well, they talk about if a submarine, you know, if there's a crack, I mean, it's instantaneous death. I mean, the water's just going to come in so
and
fast.
And think about the fact that there are organisms, there are animals that live down there. Some of them we've never even encountered.
That's a really good point. You're right.
That's crazy.
They can handle it. We can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, let's get to this, because there really is one question, primary question, that hangs in the air. I'm certain of this question is the question for all Eagles fans 2 days removed from that game. And the question is, what to make of the Eagles win? We all saw it. We all saw the exact same thing. But it's a matter of, what do we make of the Eagles win? And I think there's three different paths here. There's the, you know, some people are going to say it signals that they're a good team. It's a quality football team. Some people are going to say it signals that they're a competitive team, that they'll compete for a playoff spot. Might not make it, but they'll at least compete for one. And then there's going to be a group that says, yeah, they're better looking than I expected, but I can't read too much into it because Atlanta absolutely stinks. I'm curious where you stand, where everyone stands, 215-592-9494, as we try to kind of break it down and figure out what to make of this Eagles win. John, I'll say this. I am not ready to say the Eagles are a good team. They might be.
I'm glad to hear you say I thought you were going a little overboard.
No, I'm not over.
Yesterday.
I don't think I was overboard. My excitement was massive, and I'm proud of that. I'll stand by that. It's how I feel. But I'll tell you this, John.
We're all proud,
but,
man.
John, I'll tell you this. I absolutely believe the Eagles will be in this season, throughout this season, meaning they are going to compete for a playoff spot. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I really believe that. I believed it before Sunday. I picked the Eagles before the season to go 9-8 and get the, not to win the division, but to have the third playoff spot in the NFC. That's where I was before Sunday. Obviously, I feel even stronger about that statement now than I did before Sunday, because what we saw was what we saw. Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I'm not convinced yet that the Eagles are good, but I am absolutely convinced that they will be competitive throughout this season. That people that thought they were going to win, like, they stink, they're going to win 4 games, they're going to win 5 games. I think those people were wrong. That's what Sunday showed me, that we've got a competitive football team this year. John, Sunday, what do you make of it?
It didn't show me that they're good. It showed me that they're not bad.
Okay.
Sunday was – we saw a bad team.
We did see what a bad team looks like, and that's
– and we're not that. So that's very positive. You know, we saw that Jalen Hurts is much better than reported.
He's more advanced than perceived.
That their lack of faith in him that they showed was misplaced, or whatever you'd call that. That they All the questions we had about him were not necessary. Like, we went a little overboard with the inaccuracy thing and all that stuff, and the reports that the Eagles were looking for other quarterbacks. They can put those to rest now, because I think he has established that he will be the guy here.
For now. I'm not ready to say, like, for 3 or 4 years from now, but for now, for sure.
For this year. They're going to give him, they're going to give him a lot of leash this year.
I agree with you on that.
And I didn't know that was the case prior to the game. I thought there might be a short leash this year. I think after that one, you know, that's what was established, that Jalen Hurts showed the potential. He showed all the intangibles that you were hoping for, and then some. And I know more than anything, the game was proof that the Falcons are bad. The game was not proof that the Eagles are good, but the Eagles are better than I thought would be.
Yep, I'm glad
to
hear you say
that. So that doesn't mean that they're, you know, going to win 10 games. That doesn't mean that they're a playoff team.
What do you make of it?
I thought before the season they would win 6 games.
Yep.
They might still win 6 games.
Let me ask you, John,
That's low end, and that 6 games would happen if we have, you know, the injury bug hit us.
Sure, which could
happen. But then you have to consider the likelihood that the injury bug will hit us.
Right. All right, so really for everyone, it's a simple question. What do you make of the Eagles win? I mean, we all know we're excited, right? We all know what we saw, but what do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Put another way, what does it mean? John, let me ask you this. Before the year started, I said 9-8, third playoff spot. You thought that was pretty crazy. Do you still think it's crazy? Or do you think, is it?
No, it's conceivable. Now, we will learn a lot more this week.
In the next 2 weeks, because these next two games.
I'll have a better answer for you after the Cowboys game is over.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting one because, look, we still expect they're going to lose to Kansas City and probably Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. But, you know, it's home versus San Francisco at Dallas.
Here's the thing, though.
You know, they could win both. They could lose both.
What we saw, the way that our team is equipped, the way that we're built, the way that we perform, the way that they play for one another, the way that they are inspired, the way that Sirianni, you know, gets them motivated.
Yep.
We are the kind of team that good teams aren't going to want to play. You know, we have a quarterback who can defy defensive logic. Even if you lock it down,
right,
it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, I agree
so,
with that.
So those good teams, you know, what they learned was, oh, man, we thought we had a cream puff on our schedule when we saw, you know, the Eagles after what we learned about them last season.
Yep.
They're no longer a cream puff, but we're not proven. And we are certainly thin.
Well, I'll say this. Before Sunday, I felt confident that the Eagles were in a weak division with an easy schedule. With, if healthy, a strong offensive and defensive line, that there'd be new energy with the new coaching staff and the new quarterback, that it helped to not have Carson.
Energy thing with the new coaching staff is even more obvious than I expected.
I agree with you. It's even better than I expected.
Sirianni
I agree.
Has done a wonderful job.
I agree.
And this team, the way it's constructed, you know, the youth, while that is, it serves as a negative in some respects, It's a real positive when you're asking guys to buy in.
Yeah.
And they're bought in.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I'll say this, and again, everyone at 215-592-9494, all those things I knew before the season. Three things to me really stood out about the game that bode well for the season. One is Hurts is just better than I thought he was, and than I think that most of us thought he was. I mean, I just fundamentally believe that. Second is Sirianni seems to have created a scheme that is working, for now, for the talents of his young players, or just players. And the third thing is that there's more young talent on the roster than we thought. I mean, you go back 6 months ago, we thought they were very light on young talent, very light. Like, how many times did we talk about they got Miles Sanders, they got Dallas Goedert, and then maybe Mailata. But now it's like you see.
And then we thought Miles Sanders, wow,
and then
we started
you know, drifting on
people
Sanders.
People were doubting Dallas Goedert
absolutely.
A little bit, and then Mailata. It took a while for him to rev up.
Right. But now it's like, all right, those three.
But all three of them looked really good.
Add in Rager, add in Quez, add in Devontae Smith, Josh Sweat, who John's been pounding the table saying this guy's got to play more. I thought he looked good. I mean, all of a sudden you have –
he looked really versatile.
And then, of course, you add in Jalen Hurts, who's, you know, he's young. He's still in the second year of his deal. Yeah, this year you're hampered with the contract situation of Carson still hurting the salary cap. But next year, you know, you have the chance in a Jalen Hurts year three where he's going to be making peanuts compared to other NFL starting quarterbacks. That gives you a great competitive advantage. Look, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. It's a simple question, but I know people are going to come in from different angles on it. What do you make of the Eagles' win on Sunday? What does it mean? Other than, yeah, they're 1-0. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, let's go to the phones. Jim in Havertown kicks us off. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joe, you didn't leave me up there long today, did you, buddy?
I got you, Jim.
John, some quick advice, really quick, dude. I'm like your old uncle, man. I seen you for the first time this year on Channel 3 last night. I DVR'd it Sunday night and obviously watched it last night.
Oh, wow.
Brother,
okay.
Yeah, brother, get rid of that black jacket, dude. It shows you how much weight you lost, man. It looks like it should be on me, dude, and I weigh 325 pounds.
I don't have another jacket.
Well, I think he's saying get one is what he's saying.
Buy a new jacket, I think is the takeaway here.
I think what he's saying
that's
is
that's my smallest jacket,
yeah, but
Jim.
What he's telling you is that's television, this is radio, spruce it up.
John, how much weight did you lose?
I don't even know. A lot.
Yeah, it shows,
I mean,
brother, yeah.
I probably 50, 60 pounds.
Wow. So no more powerlifting, huh, brother?
No, I'm
cardio now.
I'm lifting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look good, brother. You
thanks.
Look good.
Thanks.
You don't look like I thought back in the day when I used to see it, you look like one of them kids I used to see out in Amish land because of your facial hair.
Yeah.
But now you look like, what's the name? What's the word I'm looking for? Country Western guy, baby.
All right. Jim, what do you got here? What do you make of the win?
Brother, I love the two lines, and we all know everybody preaches it. I know Jai will agree with it. You know, your best teams have – we went to Super Bowls because we had great offensive line and defensive line. And I liked everything I saw with the lines, except for they were running so many guys in and out of defensive line, which I understand keeping them fresh, that I didn't get a real hold on who was dominating the most. But I did notice, in my opinion, that Fletcher didn't look like himself. So that worries me a little bit.
Me too. I mean,
yeah.
He was still taking on double teams. He was getting push, but there were times that they were running the ball directly at that double team, and he wasn't making plays. He had no stats for the entire game, which isn't great.
Well, I thought he got some good pressure. I know John was concerned about the no tackle thing and all that, and obviously they got run on early when he was in there in those early drives, but What to make of the game? You weigh in. 215-592-9494. We got a jam-packed show. Mike Quick at 11, inside the game at 11:30. John taking us inside the X's and O's of what went down on Sunday. Elliot Shore Parks, his new time with us every Tuesday at noon. Ross Tucker, 12:45. Time's yours. Your phone calls. Hey, a big Tuesday after a big win on Sunday. What to make of it? And also, we'll get into the Phils as we move through the show. This is like the last gasp here. They've got to do something. They got to win games. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.